All right, we are back. This is Life on the Outside, the Harry Thomas Show for March 6th, 2011. I'm your host, Harry Thomas. The website is located at harrythomas.podomatic.com. And you can also find a lot of interesting news coverage over at twitter.com/HarryThomas. And this show is dedicated to fighting global government and corruption. And a lot of that comes in the form of mind control. So I talk a lot about mind control on this show. I believe it's one of the most important issues in fighting the New World Order. And you ask, what is the New World Order? Well, the New World Order consists of a bunch of elitists who decided somewhere that they are going to set the rules for the planet, that they are going to be the controllers of the people of the planet and instill their goals on society. And what are their goals? Their goals are to create a slave class that only they rule. And they've been very, very effective in this quest for a global dictatorship. Because that's exactly what we're fighting against here, is a global dictatorship. And I want to thank you for tuning in, because I've got a lot of information to cover today. We're going to be talking about the domestication of human beings. You know, because part of that mind conditioning that is enabling them to get their globalism and their global plan of dictatorship through, you know, whatever you want to call it, the elite class, the Illuminati, the New World Order, people call it different things. And it really doesn't matter what the language is. It only matters that we try to hold on to our freedom and get in touch with who we really are as human beings. And for all the regular listeners out there, I just want to say that I have gotten my dentures in. And I'll tell you what, it's not exactly as I thought it would be. I have to learn how to talk all over again. And I have to learn what I do with my tongue. So if you hear my speech a little abnormal, I'm still working on it. But I've got to practice. And the best way to practice talking is to do a show. So we're fighting the New World Order on a global scale, because globalism is a global vision. And the goal is to hold on to our sovereignty, at least at different levels. And there's different levels. There's the national level, there's the state level, there's your town level, and then there's your personal level. And on the personal level is where you have the most freedom of choice. And then as we break our conditioning about what our reality is, and that's what I ask people to question their own reality. As we can do that on a personal level, we can take that out into society and actually make changes in a more positive direction, because the New World Order focuses on negative. And what we have to do to fight them is create a positive reaction to their negativity. And there's a lot of that going on over at the 12160 social network, where they are fighting the New World Order, and there's all kinds of information, because we're in an information war. See, we are limited by information. Information becomes our reality. And if we want to change our reality, we have to change the kind of information that we consume. And there's a lot of diversity over there. You can find them at snardbarker.ning.com. You can also just do a Google search, 1260, and you will find their network. And it's an alternative social networking site dedicated to fighting the New World Order by the use of the info war. The information war is what we are in right now. Because of the propaganda that is put out by the elitists who own the mainstream media's outlet, you know, we are limited in what we actually have access to. And it's very hard to decipher the global web of information. And it comes in very little increments, and it takes a little bit of time to break the human conditioning or the human domestication. Because that's what we are. We're being domesticated. Because we are animals. And our reality is based on that domestication. Now, I don't know how many of you listeners out there had seen the movie The Minority Report with Tom Cruise. But I came across this article. Minority Report may come to real world with iris recognition. If Hoyos Corporation has its way, the world will soon resemble a Tom Cruise movie. A closely held company based in Puerto Rico, Hoyos makes devices that photograph human irises for identification purposes, like the technology featured in the films Mission Impossible and Minority Report. In the movies, the technology protects super-secret labs and high-security vaults, helps chase down criminals, and flashes personal ads. In the real world, it screens employees of the Bank of America and travelers at London's Heathrow Airport and helps New York City police track prisoners. As key patents expire and costs fall, Hoyos wants to make the technology ubiquitous, installing it on mobile phones to verify online payments and cash machines to replace bank cards that require personal identification numbers, says the chief development officer, Jeff Carter. Now you say, well, okay, what is wrong with that? You know, a lot of people, this is the mind conditioning that people are under, is they say, well, I've got nothing to hide. You're darn right you got nothing to hide, because they're not allowing you any kind of privacy at all. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're moving toward a cashless control society grid, okay? So when the fascists that get power, and see, the thing is, fascists always get power. Because that's what their nature is. Their nature is to control us. Normal people don't look for that kind of power. Normal people just kind of want to live their life and go with the flow and try to enjoy what life has to offer. When you got people locked and loaded on getting power, and that's what we have the fear. Okay, it's not that we have anything to hide. It's we want to protect our privacy. We want to protect ourselves from the fascists. You know, and that's, you know, a big thing with these shopping cards, you know. This is the conditioning. They're conditioning us, you know. We've got this national ID, which it comes into an enhanced driver's license now. And the passports. They all have RFID technology. You know, where, you know, they scan it with a reader, and they can scan your license plate and mail you a ticket for driving and all these things. And the ultimate plan of the New World Order is to have us all microchipped and to have all this information about us on a microchip that they control. And they can control your microchip, your information on there, your health information, your financial information, your personal information. And if you don't like what the fascists are doing, they can shut off your information. You don't exist as a human being anymore. And I'm sorry, but I just don't think that is right. I don't think that's the direction that we should go with this global vision that the elite have for the New World Order. You know, I'm very sorry about it. You know, and they condition us through these shopping cards. Well, if you want to get the discount, you have to have the shopping card. Give us your personal information. And then they can take that personal information and track what you buy, what you do. And as they collect all this data, they can find new ways to make you a consumer, to make you a better consumer, or a better human being according to their standards. And they can market ideas to you based on your habits, because we are creatures of habit. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't see, you know, how that information is worth saving a little bit of money. You know, and every time I go to buy something, they say, oh, do you have a shopper's card? And I say, no, I don't. Well, would you like one? No, I don't. I would rather pay a few extra dollars than sacrifice my privacy. You know, and they just look at me because that's out of the realm of their conditioning. You know, people don't come through their line and talk like that. You know, and we're heading to the society when somebody talks like that, there's a red flag going to go off. They might have a little button underneath and say, uh-oh, we've got one. Boom, the cameras go on. You know, you get your iris gets scanned. You know, I don't want to live in that kind of a world. And some people say, oh, you're just paranoid. Well, I'm not paranoid when, you know, I've seen the plans for the New World Order. I see, you know, how they feel that there's too many of us on the planet. There's too many of us to control. You know, they're wiping out the middle class so that they can have just their elite class and the slaves, okay? They're dumbing us down through the information, through the conditioning, and this is training. They're domesticating us, you know, into accepting this kind of a lifestyle. These RFID cards, which are in our national ID, I didn't accept the enhanced driver's license, okay? But there's going to be a time when they're going to make it to where you have to in order to drive. And the only way that we can beat any of this kind of stuff is with global non-compliance. You know, if the people say, I am not going to go for this, then we can fight our own enslavement, our own domestication, you know. But we have to let our fellow man and our co-workers and our family members understand what's going on. You know, and the first step into that is to break our own conditioning. You know, because that's what we do, is we domesticate ourselves. You know what I mean? You know, RFID technology, go to spychips.com. They have a lot of information about that. And, you know, basically that's radio frequency identification devices. And it's all digitalized. It can be run by satellite. This technology is going into place, but, you know, the elitists, they own the mainstream media. Boom, they're putting out propaganda every day. You know, they're training us on what we should believe by manipulating how we feel. You know, and you'd be like, wow, that's really a paranoid kind of view. But you know what? I really don't care what you think. My view is, it only matters what your view is. Like, you know, question your own reality. Let's just say, for instance, that I'm right. Check into what I'm saying. And I'll tell you what, you will end up down a rabbit hole. And then you'll be faced with the question, do I continue to stick my head in the sand and pretend this isn't going on? Or am I going to break my conditioning and do something about it? Am I going to help others? And when I see an injustice or a view that's coming out from talking points in the media and people are like, you know, reacting, am I going to have the courage enough to say, you know what? Check out this different point of view, you know? Help other people question their reality. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to break this domestication. Now, you know, this is coming in the form of everything, you know, that we stand for. Our First Amendment is under attack by this globalism, this threat of our sovereignty. See, if we're sovereign as a human, as a town, as a state, as a country, then that means that we're void of outside control. See, the federal government isn't supposed to tell the states what to do. You know, the states tell the federal government. It's unconstitutional for the federal government to make laws restricting the state. Just like the state isn't supposed to be able to tell individual towns and cities what to do. It's the people that are supposed to be able to decide what they do in their own districts. But that has been stripped from us and it's been turned upside down. And this is through mind conditioning, it's through domestication. Illinois strips gun owners of privacy. Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan ruled on Monday that state police were required by law to release the names of everyone holding a firearms owner identification card. Okay, listen to this. Firearms owner identification card. Licensed gun dealers and gun shows are not supposed to sell a gun to anyone who lacks a valid firearms owner identification card. But who can say that the system is working if all records are kept private? So they want these to become not private anymore. Your privacy is going to be invaded. Okay, first of all, I don't think we should have an identification card. You know, our Second Amendment is under attack. See, we've had attorneys at the Supreme Court level talking about the United States position on the Second Amendment is that only the militia is allowed gun rights, not individuals. And the militia is defined as the state National Guard. Think about that. Think about who controls the state National Guard. The military. It's militarization is what we're talking about here. You know, do we want to live in a police state? And that's exactly where we're heading. That's exactly where we are. See, first of all, in order to question reality, you have to say, wow, is this possible? Is it possible that we might be living in a fascist police state? You know, could this happen in America? Because we are conditioned to believe, oh, something like that couldn't happen in America. But then if we look into reality and we look into really what's going on and we follow some of this information that is leaked, then we realize that we are already living in a police state and we are already being domesticated into accepting it as a way of life, as a way of reality. Now, why are we free? Or why do we think we're free here in America? Is because my neighbors own firearms. The U.S. people, the citizens, we're not civilians. Civilians is a military term. The citizens, if you want to claim citizenship, that's a whole nother issue. The citizens are allowed to own firearms. So that makes us the largest army in the world. And we're the last bastion of freedom in the world. You understand what I'm saying here? That's why our gun rights are being under attack. Because once the militarization of the police state happens in full swing, we will be unarmed to protect ourselves from the fascists. And that's exactly who's in power right now, is fascists. Because, like I said before, they are the ones that have a passion for that kind of control. You know, and what we got to do is get people involved and to realize that our rights that are afforded by the Constitution are under attack. See, there's a difference between a democracy and a republic. We live in a republic. And what that means is we have a set of laws that rule our land. And here in America, it might be it's the Constitution. It might be. See, it's under attack. Our own laws are under attack. They're trying to slowly strip away our rights. Okay? Our right to free speech, our right to assemble and bear arms have been stripped. You know, our right to be secure in our own being. You know, to be void of illegal search and seizure. You know, to not have the government performing domestic duties in our neighborhood. You know, not have the military coming and seizing our neighborhoods, invading our homes. And people say, oh, that can't happen here in America. It is happening here in America. And what I beg of every human being to do is please question your own reality. Shut off that boob tube. Get some alternative information. And that's what this is. This show is determined to put out alternative information. And you can find a lot of that at twitter.com/HarryThomas. Okay? Start using the technology against the owners of the technology. And that's where they're fighting. You know, they are fighting because they want to control this information war, and they want to domesticate us. Now, I'm going to play this clip for you. And see, part of my breaking my conditioning is that I don't subscribe to any one set of ideas. You know what I mean? I take a look at all different kinds of things. You know, I look at reality. You know, it doesn't just because like I listen to a certain radio show, or just because I got some news from a certain outlet. You know, I'm only taking what I need of what truths that I can see are out there, and using that information to break conditioning. So, you know, if I play a clip or something, or you know, people want to, I'm constantly under attack because people want to label me. They want to say, oh, you believe in that? Well, then you're that. You're a conservative, or you're a liberal, or you're a moderate. And they want to know. They'll ask me, well, what are you? Are you a moderate? Are you a liberal? Are you conservative? Are you a anarchist? What are you? And it's like, I'm a human being. I am me. I am trying to be free. I am trying to get in touch with who I am, you know? And the information that out there is so scattered in this global web that I tend to grab things from everywhere. Same thing with music. I listen to a variety of different kinds of music. Whatever I like. You know, I decide what I like. I set the rules. You know what I mean? As best I can, as being a domestic animal. And I just believe that we would have a lot better world if a lot of people did that and just questioned their reality. Now, I'm going to play this clip, and in this clip it talks about the dream, society's dream, and the dream really equals reality. What's going on in our minds, you know, is our reality. You know, our belief system is our reality. You know, we could be, as individuals, in the same exact situation, sitting in the same spot, experiencing the same thing. But it'll feel different for each individual because based on what our reality is, what our belief system is. We can have the same physical experience, but we'll be experiencing it different on the inside, in our minds. So in our minds is where we live in our reality, and that's where our dream is. Listen to this clip about the domestication of human beings.
You didn't choose your religion or your moral values. They were already there before you were born. We never had the opportunity to choose what to believe or what not to believe. We never chose even the smallest of these agreements. We didn't even choose our own name. As children, we didn't have the opportunity to choose our beliefs, but we agreed with the information that was passed to us from the dream of the planet via other humans. The only way to store information is by agreement. The outside dream may hook our attention, but if we don't agree, we don't store that information. As soon as we agree, we believe it, and this is called faith. To have faith is to believe unconditionally. That's how we learn as children. Children believe everything adults say. We agree with them, and our faith is so strong that the belief system controls our whole dream of life. We didn't choose these beliefs, and we may have rebelled against them, but we were not strong enough to win the rebellion. The result is surrender to the beliefs with our agreement. I call this process the domestication of humans, and through this domestication, we learn how to live and how to dream. In human domestication, the information from the outside dream is conveyed to the inside dream, creating our whole belief system. First, the child is taught the names of things: mom, dad, milk, bottle. Day by day, at home, at school, at church, and from television, we are told how to live, what kind of behavior is acceptable. The outside dream teaches us how to be a human. We have a whole concept of what a woman is and what a man is, and we also learn to judge. We judge ourselves, we judge other people, we judge the neighbors. Children are domesticated the same way that we domesticate a dog, a cat, or any other animal. In order to teach a dog, we punish the dog, and we give it rewards. We train our children, whom we love so much, the same way that we train any domesticated animal, with a system of punishment and reward. We're told, you're a good boy, or you're a good girl, when we do what mom and dad want us to do. When we don't, we are a bad girl, or a bad boy. When we went against the rules, we were punished. When we went along with the rules, we got a reward. We were punished many times a day, and we were also rewarded many times a day. Soon we became afraid of being punished, and also afraid of not receiving the reward. The reward is the attention that we got from our parents or from other people like siblings, teachers, and friends. We soon develop a need to hook other people's attention in order to get the reward. The reward feels good, and we keep doing what others want us to do in order to get the reward. With that fear of being punished and that fear of not getting the reward, we start pretending to be what we are not, just to please others, just to be good enough for someone else. We try to please mom and dad, we try to please the teachers at school, we try to please the church, and so we start acting. We pretend to be what we are not because we are afraid of being rejected. The fear of being rejected becomes the fear of not being good enough. Eventually, we become someone that we are not. We become a copy of mama's beliefs, daddy's beliefs, society's beliefs, and religion's beliefs. All our normal tendencies are lost in the process of domestication. And when we're old enough for our mind to understand, we learn the word no. The adults say, don't do this and don't do that. We rebel and say no, because we are defending our freedom. We want to be ourselves, but we are very little, and the adults are big and strong. After a certain time, we are afraid because we know that every time we do something wrong, we're going to be punished. The domestication is so strong that at a certain point in our life, we no longer need anyone to domesticate us. We don't need mom or dad, the school or the church to domesticate us. We're so well trained that we are our own domesticator. We are an auto-domesticated animal. We can now domesticate ourselves according to the same belief system we were given and using the same system of punishment and reward. We punish ourselves when we don't follow the rules according to our belief system. We reward ourselves when we are the good boy or the good girl. Just as the government has a book of laws that rule the society's dream, our belief system is the book of laws that rules our mind. Without question, whatever is in that book of law is our truth. We base all of our judgments according to the book of law, even if these judgments go against our own inner nature. Even moral laws, like the Ten Commandments, are programmed into our mind in the process of domestication. One by one, all these agreements go into the book of law, and these agreements rule our personal dream. There's something in our minds that judges everybody and everything, including the weather, the dog, the cat, everything. The inner judge uses what is in our book of law to judge everything we do and don't do, everything we think and don't think, and everything we feel and don't feel. Everything lives under the tyranny of this judge. Every time we do something that goes against the book of law, the judge says we are guilty. We need to be punished. We should be ashamed. This happens many times a day, day after day, for all the years of our lives. There's another part of us that receives the judgments, and this part is called the victim. The victim carries the blame, the guilt, and the shame. It is the part of us that says, poor me, I'm not good enough, I'm not intelligent enough. I'm not attractive enough. I'm not worthy of love. Poor me. The big judge agrees and says, yes, you're not good enough. And this is all based on a belief system that we never chose to believe. These beliefs are so strong that even years later, when we're exposed to new concepts and try to make our own decisions, we find that these beliefs still control our lives. Whatever goes against the book of law will make you feel a funny sensation in your solar plexus, and it's called fear. Breaking the rules in the book of law opens your emotional wounds, and your reaction is to create emotional poison, because even if the book of law is wrong, it makes you feel safe. Anything that challenges what you believe is going to make you feel unsafe. That is why we need a great deal of courage to challenge our own beliefs. Because even if we know we didn't choose all these beliefs, it's also true that we agreed to all of them. The agreement is so strong that even if we understand the concept of it not being true, we feel the blame, the guilt, and the shame that occur if we go against these rules. All these laws exist in our mind. We believe them. And the judge inside us bases everything on these rules. The judge decrees, and the victim suffers the guilt and punishment. But who says there is justice in this dream? True justice is paying only once for each mistake. True injustice is paying more than once for each mistake. How many times do we pay for one mistake? The answer is thousands of times. The human is the only animal on earth that pays 1,000 times for the same mistake. The rest of the animals pay once for every mistake they make, but not us. We have a powerful memory. We make a mistake, we judge ourselves, we find ourselves guilty, and we punish ourselves.
You know, and that is a good question. What is justice? You know, what is justice? Okay? Where do our rules come from? You know? How am I going to question my own reality? You know? And a lot of times how I do it is that when I'm going through situations, I ask myself, where did this idea really come from? Where did this idea come from? And is there an alternative point of view? And does it value my freedom? See, I always ask, you know, what will make me more free? You know, will iris scanners make me more free? Will a national ID make me more free? Will policing the world with all these wars and having this huge military budget, will that ultimately make me free as a human being? And I've come up with this idea that no, it doesn't. You know, globalism does not benefit me as an individual at all. It doesn't benefit my freedom, you know. And I like to constantly ask, who am I really? You know, how do I break my domestication? Where did these ideas come from in my mind? You know, who am I? And the more I get in touch with my own feelings in a spiritual manner, not religion and spirituality are two different things. Spirituality is what I feel on a level that they haven't invented words for. See, we're limited by our language. You know, we're definitely limited by our language, you know. While we're in this information war fighting the New World Order, you know, that I believe in strongly. I do not like this New World Order agenda. I do not believe that it is going to make us any freer. It is only going to enslave us. You know, and once they get out their police state clamped down to the maximum, and when they condition us as slaves to be slaves, we're lost. Our freedom is lost forever. Freedom, once lost, is lost forever. I really believe that. You know, I believe, you know, that our founding fathers, even though that they were, you know, questionable in their beliefs, of where their beliefs came from, I do believe that they passionately wanted a free society, at least freer than what they were getting in Europe, you know, with the dictatorships and the monarchs and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about oligarchs and all this stuff that have been in power. You know, and they set up this system that, you know, we can use to make sure the government doesn't take over our lives. And they knew about the bankers, and they knew that the bankers were the elite that had this dream of enslaving everybody. You know, and they're just as mind warped as anyone else. You know, they inbreed with each other. You know, they believe that they're better than the other animals. See, they think that they're not animals. They are, you know, illuminated. They have this vision. You know, and we are just like slaves, you know, to control at their will. And they've set up this self-domestication where eventually we domesticate ourselves. So we have to fight this new world order in an information war, because that's where the war is. It's in our minds. It exists in our minds, you know. And Hillary Clinton was talking about this. You know what I'm saying? And then, I, you know, it's like whenever I say anything about Hillary Clinton, oh, you're a woman hater. You know, that's the first mind control conditioning that people come up with. Oh, you can't say anything about her. She's just, you're just mad because she's a strong woman in power. Blah, blah, blah. You know, as an average human being, you know, why do you put so much belief and so much faith and so much value in these public figures? See, the thing is, she's Secretary of State. And I know that she was put in there by the Bilderberg Group. And I know that most people don't even know what that means. Because, you know, the information has been limited. You know, you just won't hear the truth being given to you by the controllers. And they're the ones that control things in the mainstream media, where the millions, where the bulk of people are getting their daily dose of mind control. So, you know, just because I criticize Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter. I would criticize anybody taking that position for the New World Order. And that's what she is. She's a minion for the New World Order. So is Barack Obama, a minion for the New World Order. And when I criticize him, oh, I'm labeled a racist. Oh, well, you're just a racist. You just can't stand the fact that there's a black man in office. When the truth is, you know, the amount of African-American blood in that man wouldn't even qualify him as an Indian, you know, status. You know how Indians in this country, you know, don't have to pay taxes and stuff, but you have to prove that you have so much Indian blood in you. The amount of African-American blood in that man wouldn't even qualify him as an Indian status, if you understand what that means, you know. And just because I criticize somebody, you know, it doesn't matter. When George Bush was in power, I criticized him. Bill Clinton, I criticized him, you know. But everybody's mind controlled and conditioned. So when I criticize Bush, oh, you're a liberal. Oh, well, you're just a liberal. And then when I criticize Barack Obama or any of the Clintons, oh, you're a right-winger. You're a neocon. And you just hate blacks. Or you hate women. When that's not the truth. The truth is, you know, and this is the honest truth. I voted for Ron Paul in the primaries for president, for the last president. I'm going to use this as an example, okay? He didn't win the primary, so when I voted for Cynthia McKinney. Not that I totally subscribe to all of Cynthia McKinney's views, but as far as what was being offered on the platter, she seemed to be the least New World Order. She at least questioned 9/11. She questioned Donald Rumsfeld. You know, she stood hard on a lot of issues for freedom. You know, she stood for gun rights, and she seemed to understand that we were under attack. And because she did that, she was a congresswoman from Georgia. And because of that, they actually pumped a whole lot of money in their district to put in one of these New World Order minions. And they ran her out. But she was running for president, I believe under the Green Party. You know, and I had switched and re-registered as a Republican to be able to vote for Ron Paul in the primaries. You know, but the thing is, I don't really care. I've been registered as a Democrat. I've been registered as a Green Party. I've been registered as a Republican. And you know, now registered, I believe, I choose independent now. You know, I don't subscribe to anything. I don't play by the rules. You know what I mean? And their rules are what they set for me. So the thing is, I voted for a black woman for president. So when people say, oh, well, you just hate blacks because you're talking out against Barack Obama. Well, that's not true. Oh, well, you know, you're talking out against Hillary Clinton. You must hate women. Well, that's not true. If that was true, why would I vote for a black woman for president? You know? And it just blows people's minds because, you know, for them to be able to understand what's going on, they have to label somebody, you know, because it makes it easier for them to understand. Because if they can label you, they can dismiss what you're saying and move on with their lives. And nothing that you say is of any relevance. You know, they haven't decided that that is a truth or anything that they should look at. Well, anyway, Hillary Clinton was out there saying, well, we need more money for the budget. Because we're losing this info war. We are losing the info war, the propaganda war. Listen to this.
The U.S. is losing an information war to alternative media outlets, including RT. That's the message from Hillary Clinton to Congress members who are questioning the State Department's $47 billion budget request for next year. And as RT's Gani Chichikian reports, the U.S. Secretary of State says Washington needs to step up its propaganda efforts.
Hillary Clinton was defending her department budget in Congress. She says a major reason the State Department needs money is because the U.S. is losing the information war. And among those media who are winning that war, Hillary Clinton named RT.
I'll be very blunt in my assessment. Al Jazeera is winning. The Chinese have opened up a global English language and multi-language television network. The Russians have opened up an English language network. I've seen it in a few countries, and it's quite instructive.
Mrs. Clinton says she's leading an effort to spread U.S. propaganda through new media, with Twitter feeds in Arabic and Farsi. But on global stage, the U.S. trails when it comes to television. She basically said the U.S. should step up propaganda efforts and get back, quote, in the game of doing, quote, what we do best. Here is more.
During the Cold War, we did a great job in getting America's message out. After the Berlin Wall fell, we said, okay, fine, enough of that. You know, we've done it. We're done. And unfortunately, we are paying a big price for it. And our private media cannot fill that gap. In fact,
you know, and I ask, what is America's message? And who decides what that message is? She's like, well, you know, our values. We have to get our values out. What are our values? See, the problem is our values have become those of the New World Order. Okay, as long as these people are in power and in control, that's what the view is. The U.S. policy, Israel's policy, all these European countries that are part of the European Union, Japan, China, New World Order control. And all they do is fight amongst themselves to see where they're going to, you know, have the control. They want to kill the dollar. China's, you know, positioning themselves. They're indebting everybody. You see, there's this whole big global war going on. But we're sitting here in vain listening to the propaganda that the government puts out through CIA-run media. And that's exactly what's going on. You know, what is America's message? What is America's values and who is deciding this? You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they want to take our taxpayers' money and use it to enslave ourselves. And that's exactly what's going on. But there is a media info war going out there. And they're afraid of the foreign, you know, the foreign view. There's a foreign threat. See, and that's what I do. You know, I realize that the United States has a lot of propaganda going on here. So I look for, you know, foreign media sources. And, you know, and I don't believe just anything. I kind of say, well, you know, if 10 different countries or 10 different media outlets are saying this happened, then, you know, probably that happened, okay? Why did it happen? See, I question, you know, I go a little farther, you know, I think outside the box. That's why, you know, life on the outside, thinking outside of the box. Who benefits from this? Follow the money. Is this part of the agenda for globalism, you know? And you can take the media and try to decipher the global web. And once you start understanding the plan for the New World Order agenda, then you can see where the agenda is taking place, where they're domesticating the people, and they're using mind control to make decisions for us. You know, and that's a big threat. You know, they're afraid of the media info war. You know, and they want to step it up, take it out of what they call private hands, and, you know, do like the Pentagon does, and just make their own channel and put out their own propaganda. Listen to this.
Some 5 years ago, Western media outlets, including BBC and CNN, basically had a monopoly in the coverage of world news. Things have changed a lot since then. More and more viewers across the world tune into various foreign media to get a fresh take on the events. RT presence on YouTube, for example, is a real hit. Almost 300 million views. CNN has something like 3 million. Al Jazeera's coverage of the unrest in the Middle East and in North Africa has outdone the U.S. presentation of the events. While many are happy to see this emerging media variety, the head of the U.S. agency that manages the country's government-run international broadcasting has basically called those foreign media enemies. This Wednesday, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton basically confirmed it, saying that the U.S. is at war, at an information war with foreign media.
You know, and they've decided that, whoa, anybody who isn't for our values, United States, because we're always right, have become enemies. Okay, and the only way that we can do is figure out how we're going to spread more of our propaganda. We're going to spread more of our propaganda. How can we do that? How can we spread more of our own propaganda? You know, and our propaganda right now is part of globalism. It's not preserving the Constitution. See, these people take an oath to uphold the Constitution, but they're not doing it. Okay? They are doing what the internationalists want to do. They are, you know, supporting the United Nations. They're turning over power. They're trying to set up a North American Union, like a European Union. You know, they're degrading the dollar with this system. You know, they become part of the elite themselves. You know what I mean? And a lot of these people have mind control handlers, this and that. That's a whole nother issue. You know, but that's exactly what's going on, is they want to spread propaganda. You know, it is true that our freedom of speech is under attack, because more people like myself that speak out against this and offer a different way of looking at life, a different point of view that can point out the elite's agenda for global government, that doesn't help their fascist view. And that's exactly what it is. It's fascists. Fascists are in power, you know, and freedom of speech does not help the fascist view.
Now, the U.S. is being left behind in the global media race because the country isn't committed to freedom of speech. That's according to investigative journalist Danny Schechter.
The United States feels on the defensive, in part because it can no longer monopolize not only the terms of, you know, authority in these countries, but also the terms of the debate. There's other information out there. There are other points of view. And those points of view are profoundly damaging to a country that believes that its point of view is the only point of view, or should be the only point of view. So Hillary Clinton one day is defending the internet, the next day, the administration is proposing all kinds of regulations and ways to cut off the internet if possible. You know, there's no real commitment to the kind of freedom of diverse speech that we really need if we're going to be in a democracy at home and in a, you know, a community of nations overseas. We can't dictate what people believe anymore.
You know, and that's true. There are other points of view out there, okay? The internet is a threat, you know? That's why when this thing in Egypt happened, this false flag, you know, because they already planned that for 3 years, and they've already decided who the New World Order is going to put in position to continue their global plan. And that's exactly what's going on, is they know that there's a boiling point. The people are going to go crazy. You understand? You know, because when tyranny is inflicted on the people can't take it anymore. Look at what's happening in Wisconsin. Look what's happening around the world. But they know this is going to happen. So what they do is they offer their solution. See, they take this, they create the problem by imposing tyranny on the people. They get the reaction from the people, and then they offer their solution. Their solution is just another puppet, another minion for the New World Order. Another person that's going to sell out the people. Because if it ain't, then you'll just get assassinated. You know, like this in Pakistan. They've made a couple of political assassinations in Pakistan. You know, and like I said, that's a whole nother show. See, I don't even have time to cover everything that's going on in this New World Order agenda. It's just incredible. You know, but the internet is a threat. They want to shut that down like they did in Egypt. You know, if the people uprise, boom, we can't Twitter each other. They're just going to shut us down. That's why we have to make sure that this technology doesn't get in the wrong hands. You know, and then worry about, what the hell do we really need iris scans for? What do we need microchips for? They say, well, keep your pets safe, you know, and that's part of the conditioning. That's part of getting us implemented to it, you know, and that's making it part of our reality. And they do this very well with television shows and media and movies and stuff, is they just keep acting as if that's fine, you know, where the absurd becomes normal, you know, and normal gets lost. You know, so you got Hillary Clinton out there, again, being a minion for the New World Order. They want to spread American propaganda, or basically the New World Order's message of, you know, comply with us, fear us, do what we say. We decide what's best for you, but yet we want to make you believe that you've made that choice for yourself. It's totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. You know, and another way that they do this is through bloggers. You know, I found this come out of the Washington Post. Spy bloggers not friending U.S. target, CENTCOM says. U.S. Central Command, which is CENTCOM, says its new personal social media infiltration software is designed to cozy up to extremist bloggers overseas, not law-abiding Americans chatting on Facebook or similar sites. Earlier this month, the web buzzed with a report that the software was designed to manage fake people on social media sites and create the illusion of consensus on controversial issues, implying that the Defense Department was targeting critics of the war in Afghanistan and other conflicts. You know, and, you know, they're saying, oh, well, this, we're not using this on Americans. Yeah, like they lied to us and said, well, we're not going to use the Patriot Act on Americans, and then turned around and did just that. Well, Homeland Security is not going to be used against, you know, Americans. When it absolutely is. It absolutely is. You know what? I've seen these spy bloggers. You know, they are in effect. They're all over MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, all these places, where all of a sudden, you know, somebody criticizes the war, you know, because war is a big part of their plan. It's a big part of the way that they control population and control societies, you know, with the long arm of the law, the militarization of the planet. And anybody who's in opposition to that, all of a sudden the people come up going, oh, well, you don't support the troops. Or, you know, your freedom is based on these troops dying. And how dare you criticize anything that the military does? You don't support the troops. And that's one of the mind conditioning. That's one of the talking points. Supporting the troops is, hey, why don't we turn that money around and turn them resources around and, you know, fix our infrastructure here? Do you think that we're any less free? That we would be any less free if we weren't in Iraq, or we weren't in Pakistan, or Afghanistan, or any of these other hundreds of places that we have military bases around the world? If we didn't spend all this money hurting and killing people, and a lot of these people are civilians, there's over 1 million Iraqis dead. If we didn't kill 1 million Iraqis, would we not be free, according to whatever they think made us believe us free right now? I say, no. That million Iraqis could be alive right now, and we would still be just probably freer than we are now, because we wouldn't have the Patriot Act and all these things that go against our Constitution in place. You think anybody's going to mess with us, with our capabilities? No. If we do come under a valid attack and not a government-sponsored attack, because they do it themselves to justify these wars, you know, there's all this dirty, greedy, nasty stuff going on with intelligence communities. And, you know, we got to stand up against Army Intelligence, the Department of Defense, all these CIA programs. You know, it's just utterly ridiculous. You know, and if the people really knew what was going on, and then when people start getting hip to it and they want to use the Freedom of Information Act, okay, then all of a sudden, oh, there's national security. You can't do that. Oh, we can't release that. Oh, something happens with the military. We take over this investigation. We're going to suppress the information. We don't want the people to know what's really going on. Because if they really knew how dirty and devious things were, and who was behind a lot of these political assassinations and stuff, the people would get upset, and, you know, and that's where the power is. The people could say, no, no, you know, and that's why it's important to have this information war in place. That's why it's important to get ourselves involved and be able to take a stand. And when you're at the water cooler at work and somebody is just totally talking the talking points, you know, like, hey, you don't support the troops, blah, 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 have the courage enough to take a stand, because the only way we can change our reality is to become part of a new reality ourselves, you know, and a lot of that has to do with questioning our own reality, getting in touch with who we really are, because really, I mean, if we're against the war like I am, that's about as pro-troop as you can get. You know, I don't want these boys dying for something in vain, for some political idea that some elitist has to take over a region or build military bases, you know, because I'm being force-fed some idea that, oh, you know, we're not going to be free if we're not out killing other people. And that's completely wrong. That is completely wrong. I don't believe we would be any less free. They said, oh, we were attacked on 9/11 by Osama bin Laden and all that. And I'll tell you what, investigate 9/11 if you don't know anything about it. That was definitely an inside job. Things that went down on 9/11 did not go down the way we were led to believe and the way we continue to be led to believe. A lot of people are conditioned to, what, are you crazy? No, I'm not crazy. I just beg of you to investigate that, because a lot of our tyranny has been set forth because of that event. And I don't believe that chasing a CIA asset, Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, has made us any more free. And they said, well, they attacked us because they hate our freedom. Okay? Well, if they attacked us because they hate our freedom, why has our own politicians gone out of their way to take our freedoms away? Doesn't that mean the terrorists win? You know, and the more that we have these ideas about war, oh, we got to get out there and kill them extremists. Maybe we're the extremists. Do you think people want us invading their country, you know, when they didn't have anything to do with killing our people? You know what I mean? Weapons of mass destruction weren't there. Oh, well, we still got to fight for freedom, man. We got to spread the American message. We have to spread the American propaganda. You know, and I just beg of people to question your own reality. Don't buy into these talking points that you know, the media puts out that everywhere. You know, and you could tell when they're doing it, because all assets of media are running the same talking points, the same ideas, you know, because they're all reaching their own markets, their own age groups and genders and this and that, you know, and it's in the children's programming. You know, that's why it's called programming. You know, and all I ask is, please don't let them program your minds. Get involved in this info war. Subscribe to the podcast and share the podcast over at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Check out the news that I put out on a daily basis over at twitter.com/harrythomas. And check out the 12160 social network. at snardbarker.ning.com and get involved in resisting the New World Order fascists, the New World Order tyranny, because the only way that we can preserve our freedom is together, because together we will make a difference. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for future shows exposing the New World Order agenda.